The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 15, Texts number 44 and 45, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 25th, 2013, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Vai Amusha Varana Asita Padma Kosham Udviksha Sundara Tara Adhara Kunda Hasam Labda Ashisa Puna Aveksha Tadiyam Angridandvam Naka Arana Mani Shayanam Nidadhyu Teva Amushava Teva Amusha Vadanasita Padma Kosham.
Teva Amusha Vadanasita Padma Kosham.
Udviksha Sundara Taradhara Kundahasam.
Udviksha Sundara Taradhara Kundahasam.
Labda Shisha Punaraviksha Tadiyamangri.
Labda Shisha Punaraviksha Tadiyamangri.
Dandvam Nakaru Namani Shayanam Dadhyu.
Dandvam Nakaru Namani Shayanam Dadhyu.
Translation. The Lord's beautiful face appeared to them like the inside of a blue lotus. And the Lord's smile appeared to be a blossoming jasmine flower. After seeing the face of the Lord, the sages were fully satisfied. And when they wanted to see him further, they looked upon the nails of his lotus feet, which resembled rubies. Thus they view the Lord's transcendental body again and again, and so they finally achieved meditation on the Lord's personal feature.
Перевод. Прекрасный лик Господа вызвал в их памяти образ голубого лотоса, а его улыбка напомнила им о распустившемся цветке жасмина. Увидев его лицо, мудрецы испытали полное удовлетворение, желая и дальше созерцать Господа. Они перевели взоры на пальцы его лотосных стоп с алыми, как рубины, ногтями. Не отрывая взгляда от трансцендентного тела Господа, они в конце концов погрузились в медитацию на образ Господа.
Text 45. Pum samgatim rakyatim iha yoga margair janaspatam bahumatam nayanabhiramam pangshnam vapurdashayanam ananyasiddhair altpautikasma gradinan yutamashtabhogai. Translation. This is the form of the Lord, which is meditated upon by the followers of the yoga process, and it is pleasing to the yogis in meditation. It is not imaginary, but factual, as proved by the great yogis. The Lord is full in 8 kinds of achievement, but for others, these achievements are not possible in full perfection.
45 стих. Это форма Господа, на которой медитируют йоги-мистики, испытывая при этом величайшее наслаждение. Она не является плодом воображения. Все великие йоги подтверждают ее реальность. Господь в полной мере владеет 8 видами совершенств, что недоступно ни одному живому существу.
So we'll go through the purport one paragraph at a time and see how far we get. Purport, paragraph number one. The success of the yoga process is very nicely described here. It is specifically mentioned that the form of the Lord as four-handed Narayan is the object of meditation for the followers of Yoga Marg. In the modern age, there are so many so-called yogis who do not target their meditation on the four-handed Narayan form. Some of them try to meditate on something impersonal or void, but that is not approved by the great yogis who follow the standard method. The real Yoga Marg process is to control the senses, sit in a solitary and sanctified place, and meditate on the four-handed form of Narayan, decorated as described in this chapter as he appeared before the four great sages. This Narayan form is Krishna's expansion. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement, which is now spreading, is the real topmost process of yoga practice.
В этом стихе данного замечательного описания дано замечательное описание конечной цели практики йоги. Здесь особо подчеркивается, что объектом медитации для последователей йога-марга является образ четырехрукого Нараяны. В наши дни появилось много псевдо-йогов, чья медитация направлена не на четырехрукую форму Нараяны. Некоторые из них пытаются медитировать на нечто безличное или на пустоту. Однако великие йоги, последователи традиционного метода, не признают подобной медитации. Истинная практика йоги заключается в том, что йог обуздывает свои чувства, уединяется в освященном месте и медитирует на образ четырехрукого Нараяны, украшенного так, как описано в этой главе. Форму Господа, которую увидели четыре мудреца. Нараяна – это одна из экспансий Кришны. Следовательно, движение сознания Кришны, которое распространяется сейчас по всему миру, является подлинной высшей формой йоги.
So Prabhupada rejects the yogis who meditate on something impersonal or void as not following the approved system.
Prabhupada Norayda Katiakas tie, kas nemeditēja saskaņā ar šeit aprakstīto, tie nesako pareizai sistēmai.
The real yogis meditate on four-handed Narayan.
Un īstie patiesie yogi meditē uz četru-roku Narayanas formu.
Next paragraph. Krishna consciousness is the highest yoga performance by trained devotional yogis. Despite all the allurement of yoga practice, the eight kinds of yogic perfections are hardly achievable by the common man, but here it is described that the Lord who appeared before the four sages is himself full of all eight of those perfections. The highest yoga marg process is to concentrate the mind 24 hours a day on Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. The yoga system as described in Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, or as recommended in the Patanjali yoga process, is different from the nowadays practiced Hatha yoga and is generally understood in the Western countries. Real yoga practice is to control the senses, and after such control is established, to concentrate the mind on the Narayan form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all the other Vishnu forms, with four hands decorated with conch, lotus, club, and wheel, are plenary expansions of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that one meditate upon the form of the Lord. To practice concentration of the mind, one has to sit with the head and the back in a straight line. And one must practice in a secluded place, sanctified by a sacred atmosphere. The yogi should observe the rules and regulations of brahmacharya, to strictly live a life of self-restraint and celibacy. One cannot practice yoga in a congested city, living a life of extravagancy, including unrestricted sex, indulgence, and adultery of the tongue. Yoga practice necessitates controlling the senses, and the beginning of sense control is to control the tongue. One who cannot control the tongue can also have one who can control the tongue can also have control over the other senses. One cannot allow the tongue to take all kinds of forbidden food and drink and at the same time advance in the practice of yoga. It is a very regrettable fact that many unauthorized so-called yogis come to the Western countries and exploit people's inclination toward yoga practice. Such unauthorized yogis even dare to say publicly that one can indulge in the habit of drinking and at the same time practice meditation.
Сознание Кришны – это высшая форма йоги, и его практикуют йоги-преданные, прошедшие специальную подготовку. Восемь йогических совершенств, обретение которых сулит практика мистической йоги, практически недостижимы для обыкновенного человека. Однако здесь сказано, что Господь, который предстал перед четырьмя мудрецами, сам в полной мере обладает всеми мистическими совершенствами. Высшим достижением йога-марга является способность постоянно медитировать на Кришну. Эту медитацию называют сознанием Кришны. Метод йоги, описанный в Шримад-Бхагаватам, Бхагавад-Гите и йога-сутрах Патанджали, коренным образом отличается от современной практики хатха-йоги в ее западном варианте. Истинный йог учит человека тому, как обуздать свои чувства, а затем, когда этот этап пройден, сосредоточить ум на образе Нараяны, верховной личности Бога, Шри Кришны. Господь Кришна – это изначальная личность Бога, а все остальные формы Вишну с раковиной, лотосом, палицей и диском в четырех руках являются полными экспансиями Кришны. Бхагавад-гита рекомендует медитировать именно на эту форму Господа. Для медитационной практики необходимо найти уединенное место, где царит атмосфера святости, и сесть так, чтобы голова и позвоночник находились на одной линии. Йог должен соблюдать правила и предписания брахмачари, жить в строгом самоограничении и соблюдать целибат. Тот, кто живет в перенаселенном городе и позволяет себе всевозможные излишества, потворствуя сексуальным желаниям и удовлетворяет свой необузданный язык, не может заниматься йогой. Обязательным элементом йоги является обуздание чувств, которые начинаются с языка. Тот, кто обуздал язык, способен обуздать и другие чувства. Нельзя позволять языку наслаждаться недозволенной пищей и в то же время совершенствоваться в йоге. Весьма прискорбно, что сейчас страны Запада наводнили псевдо-йоги, которые наживаются на интересе людей к йоге. Эти самозванные йоги осмеливаются даже публично заявлять о том, что человек может употреблять спиртное и вместе с тем заниматься медитацией.
So this yoga, so-called yoga is becoming very popular. Even they're offering it they're having a special program at the White House in the United States, where the president lives, they're offering a yoga program on the lawn of the White House.
Pat Baltijā nomātas ir tur, kur Amerikā atrodas dzīvo prezidents, pat tur tiek piedāvāta īpaša programma.
Of course, the Christians are very disturbed by this. Because it's being presented. The people who are into yoga, there was actually some Christians in California who were making a case to try to put a stop to yoga being taught in the schools. But the judge himself was practicing yoga. But this is not the real yoga, that's another thing. Just like in Austin where I have my home base, there must be, 20 or 30 yoga studios just in one town.
20 or 30.
There's all kinds of yoga, this kind of yoga, they have Dharma yoga, they might have one called Yoga Yoga. Everybody comes up with their own name, Purna Yoga, Yoga Yoga, Dharma Yoga, this yoga, to make theirs different, you see. But none of them are actually real yogis. Prabhupada says the real yogi means Ashtasiddhi. Someone who is actually a yogi, he has the Ashtasiddhis.
Tas, kas patiesā, ir patiesi yogi,
Lagima city, he can float in the air. He can levitate. Anami city, he can make himself small, so small he can go through the wall, a hole in the wall. Even if you arrest him and put him in jail, he can easily come through the Anami city. He has also Prapti city, he can reach to any place and grab anything he wants. So there are five other cities. If they don't have these mystic perfections, they're not yogis. So if you want to become a yogi, it's very difficult. Unless you become a bhakti yogi. For that, you just have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by doing that, you achieve a special city. It is called Maha City. You achieve the perfection of being able to penetrate the coverings of the universe.
Jūs sasniedzat spēju, pateicoties kurai jūs varat iziet cauri materiālās pasaules pārklājiem.
This is more powerful than any of the ashta cities.
Un šī spēja ir daudz varenāka par jebkurām no tām astoņām mistiskajām spējām.
So now we'll read the next paragraph. 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna recommended yoga practice to Arjuna. But Arjuna frankly expressed his inability to follow the stringent rules and regulations of the yoga system. One should be very practical in every field of activities and should not waste his valuable time in practicing useless gymnastic feats in the name of yoga. Real yoga is to search out the four-handed super soul within one's heart and see him perpetually in meditation. Such continued meditation is called samadhi, and the object of this meditation is the four-handed Narayan with bodily decorations as described in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. If, however, one wants to meditate upon something void or impersonal, it will take a very long time before he achieves success in yoga practice. We cannot concentrate our mind on something void or impersonal. Real yoga is to fix the mind in the form of the Lord, the four-handed Narayan who is sitting in everyone's heart. By meditation, one can understand that God is seated within one's heart. Even if one does not know it, God is seated within the heart of everyone. Not only is he seated in the heart of the human being, but he is also within the hearts of cats and dogs. Bhagavad Gita certifies this fact by the declaration of the Lord, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayeshe. The Ishvara, the supreme controller of the world, is seated in the heart of everyone. Not only is he in everyone's heart, but he is also present within the atom. No place is vacant or devoid of the presence of the Lord. That is the statement of Ishopanishad. God is present everywhere, and his right of proprietorship applies to everything. The feature of the Lord by which he is present everywhere is called Paramatma. Atma means the individual soul, and Paramatma means the individual super soul. Both Atma and Paramatma are individual persons. The difference between Atma and Paramatma is that the Atma, or the soul, is present only in a particular body, whereas the Paramatma is present everywhere. In this connection, the example of the sun is very nice. An individual person may be situated in one place, but the sun, even though a similar individual entity, is present on the head of every individual person. In Bhagavad Gita, this is explained. Therefore, even though the qualities of all entities, including the Lord, are equal, the super soul is different from the individual soul by quantitative power of expansion. The Lord or the super soul can expand himself into millions of different forms, whereas the individual soul cannot do so. One has to be very careful of the false conception that he is the supreme.
Yes.
There's the soul and the super soul within the heart of the living entity.
dzīvās būtnes sirdī ir dvēsele un virs dvēsele.
If the yogi thinks, actually, I am that Narayana, I am that super soul.
Ja jogs domā, es patiesībā esmu tas Narayana, tā virs dvēsele.
Then he becomes spoiled in his yoga practice.
Tad viņa jogas praksa tiek sabojāta.
But if he understands that he is the eternal servant of that Lord Narayana in his heart.
Bet ja viņš saprot, ka viņš ir mūžīgs to kunga Narayanas kalps, kas atrodas tātad sirdī.
Then he can be promoted from Hatha yogi or Ashtanga yogi to Bhakti yogi.
Tad viņš var pacelties no Hatha yogi vai Ashtanga yoga līmeņa uz Bhakti yoga līmeņa.
So this is very, very important if one thinks he is that Paramatma.
Un tas ir ļoti, ļoti svarīgi, ja cilvēks domā, ka viņš ir tā Paramatma.
Then his yoga practice is spoiled.
Tad viņa yoga praksa tiek iznīcināta.
But if he understands that I'm the servant of that Paramatma.
Bet ja viņš saprot, es esmu Paramatmas kalps.
That is called the perfection of yoga.
Tad to sauc par yogas pilnību.
Next paragraph. The super soul being seated in everyone's heart can witness everyone's activities, past, present, and future. In the Upanishad, the super soul is described as being seated with the individual soul as friend and witness. As a friend, the Lord is always anxious to get back his friend, the individual soul, and bring him back to home, back to Godhead. As a witness, he is the bestower of all benedictions, and he endows each individual with the result of his actions. The super soul gives the individual soul all facilities to achieve whatever he desires to enjoy in this material world. Suffering is a reaction to the living entity's propensity to try to lord over the material world, but the Lord instructs his friend, the individual soul, who is also his son, to give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto him for perpetual bliss and an eternal life full of knowledge. This is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita and the most authorized and widely read book of all varieties of yoga. That thus the last word of Bhagavad Gita is the last word in the perfection of yoga. So this is very significant.
Tas ir ļoti svarīgi.
Two functions of the super soul.
Virsvesali ir divas funkcijas.
On the one hand, he is the friend.
Viens puses, virsvesali ir draugs.
Trying to save the jiva soul from his entanglement within the material existence.
Draugs, kas cenšas glābt dvēseli no tā, ka tā ir sapinusies materiālajos pinekļos.
And on the other hand, he is the witness and the bestower of all benedictions.
Un no otras puses, virsvesali ir liecinieks. Un tas, kurš nodrošina dzīvajai būtnei visu nepieciešamo.
If you want to do some nonsense, he will facilitate you how to do some nonsense.
Un virsdvēseli, jūs vēlaties darīt kaut kādas bezjēdzības, nodrošina visu nepieciešamo, lai jūs to varētu izdarīt.
It's like if you want to rob a bank, he will give you the intelligence, here's how you can rob the bank.
Piemēram, ja jūs gribat aplaupīt banku, tad virsdvēseli dod saprātu, kā to izdarīt.
So one has to connect with the super soul as the friend.
Un cilvēkam ir jāizveido attiecības ar virsdvēseli kā ar draugu.
Not take advantage of his giving you the intelligence to do whatever you want to do in the material world.
Nevis jāmēģina izmantot tas, ka virsdvēseli var dot saprātu, kā izdarīt to, ko virsdvēseli nevēlas, lai jūs darītu.
When we approach the super soul as friend,
kad mēs vēršamies pie virsdvēseles kā pie drauga.
He is called Chaitya Guru.
Tad to dēvē par Chaitya Guru.
Spiritual master within the heart.
Garīgais skolotājs sirdī.
If we approach him, approaching him means not some material desire, but the desire to realize God, the desire to realize the highest truth. If we approach the super soul in this capacity, and he manifests externally in the form of the spiritual master.
Un ja mēs vēršamies pie virsdvēseles nevis ar materiālām vēlmēm, bet ar vēlmēm uzzināt, kas ir Dievs, uzzināt, kas ir augstākā patiesība, tad virsdvēsele izpaužas ārēji garīgā skolotāja formā.
So, in this way, the sincere seeker becomes guided both from within and from without, how to achieve the topmost perfection of yoga.
Un tādā veidā tas, kurš patiesi meklē patiesību, viņu vada divējādi, viņu vada kā no sirds, tā ārē.
Next paragraph. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that a person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is the topmost yogi. What is Krishna consciousness? As the individual soul is present by his consciousness throughout his entire body. So, the super soul, or Paramatma, is present throughout the whole creation by super consciousness. This super consciousness energy is initiated, or rather imitated, by the individual soul who has limited consciousness. I can understand what is going on within my limited body, but I cannot feel what is going on in another's body. I am present throughout my body by my consciousness, but my consciousness is not present in another's body. The super soul or Paramatma, however, being present everywhere and within everyone, is also conscious of everyone's existence. The theory that the soul and the super soul are one is not acceptable because it is not confirmed by authoritative Vedic literature. The individual soul's consciousness cannot act in super consciousness. This super consciousness can be achieved, however, by dovetailing individual consciousness with the consciousness of the Supreme. This dovetailing process is called surrender or Krishna consciousness. From the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we learn very clearly that Arjuna in the beginning did not want to fight with his brothers and relatives, but after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he dovetailed his consciousness with the super consciousness of Krishna. He was then in Krishna consciousness. So, the individual soul has consciousness because he is conscious of what's within his body. The super soul has super consciousness because he is conscious of everything throughout all of existence. If the living entity tries to pretend or to think that he has super consciousness, he's deluding himself.
Un ja dzīvā būtne mēģina iedomāties, ka tai piemīt virsapziņa, tad tādā veidā tā maldien sevi.
Sometimes in these so-called yoga classes, they teach the yoga students to meditate like that.
Un dažkārt šajās tā yoga studijās, studenti mācīt meditēt tādā veidā.
While they're doing their yoga asanas, they meditate, I am making the sun move, I'm making the sun rise in the morning. By me it's happening.
Veicot asanas, viņi meditē uz to, ka pat dēļ manis saule uzlēc vai saule riet, un es lieku saulē kustēties debesīs.
So this imitation of super consciousness will not be effective.
Un šī te virsapziņas imitācija nevar būt efektīva.
You cannot, by imagination, now become conscious of everything throughout all of existence.
Tikai tāpēc vien, ka jūs to iedomājaties, jūs nevarat apzināties visu, kas atrodas esamībā visā.
However, one can achieve superconsciousness.
Taču, tepat laikā, cilvēks var sasniegt šo virsapziņu.
By dovetailing with Krishna.
Ja viņš ir saskaņā ar Krishna.
It's not that one becomes conscious of everything like the super soul.
Tas nenozīmē tā, ka viņš kļūst apzinošs visu tā kā virsapziņa.
But you become fully empowered and enlivened by that is described here. This super consciousness can be achieved, however, by dovetailing individual consciousness with the consciousness of the Supreme.
Tad šeit ir rakstīts, ka šo te virsapziņas līmeni var sasniegt, salāgojot savu individuālo apziņu ar visaugstā apziņu.
So, sometimes Krishna consciousness is called super consciousness.
Un dažkārt Krishna apziņu sauc par šo te virsapziņu.
Because one becomes connected, fully connected in intimate loving relationship with that person who is fully conscious of everything.
Jo tad, kad kāds izveido mīlestības pilnas attiecības ar to personību, kas apzinās pilnīgi visu.
This is only achievable through surrender.
Bet tas ir iespējams tikai uzticot sevi šai personībai, nododot sevi.
It's not achieved through any false conception of becoming God.
Un to nevar sasniegt vienkārši caur kādu koncepciju, sekojot kādai koncepcijai, ka es varu kļūt par Dievu.
One becomes qualitatively one with the Supreme Consciousness.
Cilvēks sasniedz kvalitatīvu vienādību ar šo virsapziņu.
Quantitatively, there's always a distinction.
Kvalitatīvi, tur vienmēr būs atšķirība.
But qualitatively, there is oneness.
Bet kvalitatīvā ziņā tā būs vienotība.
The Supreme Consciousness, Krishna, is eternal. He's full of knowledge and bliss.
Šī te virsapziņa ir mūžīgi pilna zināšana un pilna svētlājums.
Sacharananda.
Sacharananda.
Living entity also becomes Sacharananda.
Un dzīvā būtu arī kļūst par Sacharananda.
So there is that qualitative state of superconsciousness.
Un tādā veidā ir iespējams panākt šo kvalitīvo virsapziņas stāvokli.
Achieved by the process of surrendering to Krishna.
Un to var sasniegt, nododoties, uzticot sevi Krishna.
And if we follow these wonderful instructions of Srila Prabhupada,
ja mēs sekosim šiem brīnišķīgiem Srila Prabhupādas norādījumiem,
by carefully reading these books and following Prabhupada's instructions,
uzmanīgi lasot Prabhupādas grāmatas un sekojot viņu norādījumiem,
we can become super conscious or Krishna conscious.
Tad mēs iegūsim šo te virsapziņu, jeb Krishna apziņu.
So, are there any questions?
Vai grāmatas jālas vienam vai kopā? Is it suggested to read the books alone or together?
Both.
Abi vai.
Why one or the other?
Kāpēc viens vai otrs?
Do both.
Dariet abus. So, as I understand, dialogue is needed to discuss what is.
Yeah, but we don't have. Prabhupada said we have to read all the books. Are we having classes in all of the books?
So, if we have read, then
Prabhupada said we had to read all of the books.
Prabhupada teica, ka mums ir jāizlasa visas grāmatas.
So, are we having classes in all of the books?
Vai arī mums ir lekcijas, kas ir veltītas visām grāmatām?
This temple here, do you have classes on teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Upanishad, Easy Journey, Krishna Book, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Bhagavatam, and the Gita? Do you have 8 classes going on here in all these different books?
Vai jums ir šeit notiek lekcijas par 8 dažādām grāmatām?
Yes or no? When I joined, we actually did have 7 classes a day.
Un tad, kad es pievienojos kustībai, tad mums bija 7 lekcijas dienā.
But how many shastra classes are going on in this temple? You have 8 different shastra classes?
Cik jums ir shastra nodarbību katru dienu, vai jums ir 8 nodarbības dienā?
So if not, then you need to find a way to read the books on your own.
Un ja nav, tad jums ir jāatrod iespēju lasīt grāmatas pašiem.
So you can follow Prabhupada's instruction to read all the books.
Un tādā veidā jūs sekojat Prabhupādas norādījumam, lai izlasītu visas grāmatas.
You may say, oh, where's the time to read? I just, sleep and eat less.
Un jautājumi tad būs, kur lai es ņem laiku, atbilde, ēdiet un guliet mazāk.
I know that was the technique that I figured out years ago.
Es zinu, ka tad man
we had, when I joined ISKCON, the only way you could hear Prabhupada give a lecture, unless you're fortunate enough to be there with him, which most of us weren't, was to hear a reel-to-reel, they had reel-to-reel tape decks, you know, big reel-to-reel tape machines.
Tajā laikā, kad es pievienojos, nedaudziem bija iespēja dzirdēt Prabhupādu klātieniem, tad otra iespēja bija klausīties uz lenču magnetofoniem, bez ierakstus.
There was no MP3s.
Nebija MP3s.
No CDs.
Nebija CD.
And no cassettes. They hadn't been invented yet.
Nebija arī kasetes, vēl nebija izgudrots.
So to hear Prabhupāda was very not an easy thing to hear one of his lectures, and actually could sit there at his feet and hear him speak. To hear a recording was very difficult. But then a wonderful thing happened. Cassette tapes were invented. Wow! And they started the Bhaktivedanta tape ministry. Wow! And you could get a standing order of subscription that every week they would mail you all the latest recordings of Prabhupada, just made 2 or 3 days before. You'd come in the mail, you get this whole thing of cassette tapes. Wow, it was great.
Un tad tas servis piedāvā, ka katru nedēļu tu varēji parakstīties un saņemt katru nedēļu kasetes ar Prabhupādas lekciju ierakstiem, kas bija nu pat notikušas.
But there's only one problem.
Bet bija tikai viena problēma.
Well, I have this service, and I have that service, and this, and that. There's no time in my schedule to listen to all these tapes.
Tik daudz dažādas kalpošanas, ka nebija laika paklausīties.
So how am I going to listen to the tapes?
Kā gan vai es atrodu laiku?
But I came up with a right idea.
Un man nāca prātā pareiza ideja.
I was thinking, well, you know, I'm getting a nice big breakfast in the morning. I'm not going to die of hunger. I just skip lunch every day. And all the brahmacharis were in the prasadam room enjoying lunch prasadam. I had the whole brahmacharya ashram to myself. Me and Prabhupada. I was hearing those tapes. I would take notes from those tapes. I'd find a nice quote, I would copy it down, I'd fast forward it, rewind, and this way I have many, many notebooks of all from my brahmachari days, of all those notes I took from those tapes. By giving up lunch. And I didn't die of hunger. No problem. So, if you want to read, you may try eating less. And the books are also another type of prasadam. Actually, Prabhupada's words are the ultimate glob jamun. So whatever duty your temple president is giving, you must do it with great determination and enthusiasm. And if you don't have enough time to read, then eat less. You can eat a bigger breakfast and skip lunch. Do something. Be creative. Prabhupada says directly in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, all of my disciples have to read all of my books or they'll fall down. So you may say, but I'm a grand disciple. But grand disciples are also disciples. You are all Prabhupada's disciples. They're simply different kinds of disciples. That's all. There's disciples, grand disciples, and your disciples will become great grand disciples. Because now the present generation of gurus, we will all die, we will go, leave this place, and then there'll be the disciples of Prabhupada's disciples will be accepting disciples more. Yes, some are already. We already have a few grand disciples. I know there's a few grand disciples who are already doing them. So it's already happening. Some grand disciples are already initiating disciples. And it will increase. So we are all obliged to study these books. I remember my brahmachari days, I made a deal with one brahmachari. His name was Baba Bhutti Das Brahmachari. We made a deal that during prasadam, we would just talk about Krishna. Instead of just some grumpy guitar, what's going on, you know, politics or this or that, you see. We made an agreement between us. We are Krishna Katha buddies, you see. Every day when we sit for prasadam, we're going to talk Krishna Katha. So when in this way you can do all your services and take the time you already have. You can either skip your lunch and read, or you can over lunch talk philosophy while you're taking prasadam.
In tādā veidā jūs varat izmantot šo laiku. Viens variants, jūs piemēram izlaižat pusdienas un lasat grāmatas, otrs variants, jūs prasadam laikā runājat par Krishna.
You can share your favorite verse with the prabhu you're taking your prasadam with.
Un kamēr jūs baudat prasadam, jūs varat dalīties piemēram savu mīļāko pantu.
There's so many amazing verses.
Ir tik daudz brīnišķīgu pantu.
You can memorize verses, you can repeat them, like Venum Kvanantam Aravindadalaya Taksam Barhavatam Samasitam Buddhasundarangam Kandarpakoti Kamineya Visheshushobam Govindamari Purusham Dambaham Bhajami. This describes so wonderfully about Krishna. How he's playing the flute. How he has blooming eyes like lotus petals. How he's sporting in his hair a very amazing peacock feather. He has this beautiful figure that looks like blue rain clouds.
That's
so attractive, even millions of cupids are enamored by his beautiful features. You can sit and talk these things while you're taking prasadam. You see, in this way you can read and then discuss what you're reading.
Un tādā veidā jūs varat lasīt un pēc tam diskutēt to, ko esat izlasījis.
Doesn't have to be in a formal class.
Tas nenozīmē, ka obligāti jābūt lekcijai.
But not that you, we had some controversy here. One boy wanted to engage everybody in talking Krishna Gita and stop all the service. Not like that.
Bet ne tādā veidā, ka kāds grib iesaistīt visus sarunās par Krishna un apstājās visi kalpošana.
Your temple president here is very wonderfully orchestrating so many departments I've seen yesterday in my tour.
Es vakar pārliecinājos, aizstaigājot pa templu, cik brīnišķīgi jūs templu prezidents ir organizējis dažādu dienestu darbību šeit.
I was amazed. I go here and see this department, it's going, things are going on. This department, every department, so many things are going on.
Es biju satriekts, visur, kur es gāju, un es redzēju, šeit strādā tāds departaments, šeit tāds departaments kaut ko attīsta.
So whatever service you have been given, you dutifully execute that with love and devotion.
Un ar mīlestību veiciet jau kādu kalpošanu, kas jums tiek uzticēta.
But within that, there's so many opportunities to hear, chat, and remember and discuss these wonderful teachings from these books.
Bet tā ietvaros ir tik daudz dažādas iespējas, kā klausīties, diskutēt, atcerēties par šīm grāmatām.
That will give you transcendental vision.
Tas dos jums, es jums dotu tādu transcendentālu skatījumu.
You'll see that this is a transcendental dham.
Un jūs, jā, tas jums tos transcendentālu redzējumu, jūs redzēsiet.
It's not some old Soviet era building that we're trying to beautify.
Tas nav kaut kāds padomju laika nams, ko mēs cenšamies vienkārši padarīt skaistāku.
You'll actually see it's a transcendental dham.
Jūs redzēsiet, ka tā ir pārpasaulīga dhāma.
It's not different from Mayapur.
Un kas neko nešķiras no Mayapuras.
So our time is now, we've gone over time here a bit. And we didn't even finish the purport, so tomorrow we'll continue. Whoever's writing the verse on the board, just you can put actually this text. No, we don't need. You could do, yeah. Yeah, put number text 45 for tomorrow. And then tomorrow we'll finish up this wonderful, wonderful purport of Srila
Prabhupada.
So we thank you all very much.
Paldies visiem, vēls.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Visgrējis
Srimad
Sankarshantara Sakyari Maharaj ki jai.
Iskandarīgat Devotees ki jai.